Your influence collapses before you open your mouth. That is not a metaphor. It is biology. Research into status signals shows that humans process hierarchical cues in under 100 milliseconds. Your entrance, your posture, the way you occupy a room. These are processed and judged before a single word leaves your lips. Ancient Athens understood this so well that the city established the Theoric Fund specifically to pay for citizens' theatre tickets, ensuring that the entire civic population stayed synchronized through shared performance. Theatre was not entertainment. It was operating infrastructure for democracy itself. Now, think of the last high-stakes presentation you sat through, where the speaker seemed disconnected, flat affect, eyes down, energy low. The room went cold fast. That is not coincidence. That is the presence-response feedback loop in action. Here is the key idea. Your physical and emotional state does not stay inside your body. It radiates outward and rewires the people around you. The science behind this is called emotional contagion. When a performer's state is coherent and committed, an audience's physiology, heart rate, cortisol levels, begins to synchronize with theirs within minutes. This is a documented biological process, not a soft skill. That means the stage you build with your body is the actual infrastructure your ideas travel across. Weak infrastructure, weak signal. Strong infrastructure, strong signal. The mechanism goes even deeper, Alina. Research into neural coupling, sometimes called brain-to-brain synchrony, shows that when a storyteller is genuinely effective, the listener's brain activity begins to mirror the speaker's. A literal shared cognitive state forms between two people. For example, suppose you are pitching a product vision to a skeptical board. If your delivery is fragmented and uncertain, their brains are not following your narrative arc, they are running threat detection routines instead. Cognitive load spikes, receptivity drops. But when your presence is grounded and your story is coherent, their neural activity tracks yours. They are not just hearing your idea, they are briefly living inside it. That is the difference between a pitch that lands and one that dies in the room. This is where it gets directly useful for you, Alina, given your work building educational experiences for founders and operators. Think of this as human experience engineering. Theatre gives you a debugging framework for the non-verbal signals you broadcast in professional environments. The key idea is that every element of your physical presence, breath rate, eye contact, the pace of your movement, functions like code running on the audience's nervous system. When that code is buggy, the audience's cognitive load spikes and their trust drops. When it is clean, they stay open. Actors spend years learning to audit and rewrite that code in real time. The practical takeaway for any professional is this. Before you optimize your slide deck, optimize your body. Your data cannot outperform your delivery infrastructure. The reframe, then, is this. Theatre is not a specialized art form for performers. It is the original operating system for human cooperation. Every negotiation, every team meeting, every investor call runs on the same substrate that Greek citizens were trained to navigate through civic performance. The presence-response loop is always running. The status signal is always being processed. The neural coupling is always either forming or failing. The question is never whether you are performing. You always are. The question is whether you are performing with intention or by accident. Master the infrastructure first, and your ideas gain a transmission channel powerful enough to actually move people. That is the foundational skill this course is built on.